We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's poppin'? It's time for Kenzie's Quickies.
Hey, this is Race Rumors.
DJ Khaled.
Everything you need in just a few minutes.
And you rocking on the radio with Kenzie.
Kenzie K.
They don't want you to win, Kenzie K.
So make sure you win here.
Win B. Don't ever stop.
It's time for Kenzie's Quickies.
Kenzie's Quickies, it is Kenzie K, and I'm so excited for this quickie because I'm welcoming to the podcast Pat McCann. Now, he just got done touring with Sebastian Maniscalco. He's also a Chicago boy, and he released his first comedy special, When's Mom Gonna Be Home, which Sebastian Maniscalco actually produced. And it is hilarious. It literally brought me to tears. And that's when I knew I had to invite him on to share a quickie with Pat McCann.
It's time for Kenzie to share a quickie.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Kenzie? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm so excited to have you on. You're just like so much fun and Chicago AF. So I'm very excited about that.
I appreciate it. Chicago AF. I like it.
Are you like
thanks for that post too. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Are you like in your e-learning area right now? Cause there's like map and ring lights.
I know this is like our office and it's like, it looks like a classroom, doesn't it?
Yeah. You're like set up for 2020 already.
We're ready to go back to school.
Well, what's awesome is you've done something that almost nobody's ever done before. And that's get 5 out of 5 clicks on Kenzie's clips. Okay. I've only given that to you and McMillions. So there's the only really? Two shows ever. I feel like I'm kind of a mean judge of shows. I try to be brutally honest. And you are such a bright light of 2020. So congratulations and thank you for making me click 5 times.
I appreciate the 5 clicks. Thank you so much.
And obviously you opened for Sebastian like world tour, right? And then he produced your first special. And I loved at the beginning of your special when he came out and talked about you going up to him and meeting him for the first time.
Oh yeah, yeah. We were downtown. We were working in Chicago. In Old Town. And he was just roaming around and I was down there. I don't even know why I was down there so early. Just kind of went up to him like, dude, I'm opening for you tonight. Thought it was crazy, I think.
Did you do that anticipating, okay, if I impress this guy, maybe something will happen here? Or did you just do it as a fan excited to meet him?
Just as a comic. Just as like, hey, that's just kind of how I am. I just saw him and I was like, oh, I'm going to introduce myself.
And so, that night, was he like very impressed with you when you guys started working together? Or did it take time? How did that relationship develop?
Yeah, we worked together a few times. I think he just saw that I was professional about it. And I wasn't like up in his space all the time. I kind of like, you know, let him do his thing.
Right.
He was, you know, at the point in his career where he was selling out clubs and he was, you know, starting to feel some of that fame.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be like all up on him, you know?
And now you get to be all up on him, like, and you're allowed to be, right?
Right. Now he's introducing me and that show that we did at the Vic, the special, when he brought me out, daughter was like, that's my favorite part of the special. It was really good at the beginning. And then he brought you out.
That's got to be fun. Loved the beginning of your special. You're super.
Yeah. She's looking at the poster for the special and like, oh, I recognize one of these names, Sebastian. This is great.
Awesome. At least he's on your poster. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Huge.
So I like to play a game. It is called Kenzie's Quickies, also the name of the podcast. And it is just rapid fire questions about you.
Love it.
What is the best pizza in Chicago?
Best pizza, Vito and Nick's.
Vito and Nick's.
South side on Pulaski. I think they're just celebrating their 100th year.
Really?
Yeah, tavern style, very thin, carpeted walls, old style. Yeah, you can. They got a vacuum. They got to get it up on the... I've been going there my whole life. My uncle used to work there when I was a kid, actually. And
Oh, yeah, I mean, you're obligated to say that's your favorite then.
If you've never been to Vito and Nick's?
I got to check it out. I haven't done that. I've only gone really deep dish in Chicago. I know.
Oh, really? I like deep dish too. Giordano's, Pequod's. But yeah, I prefer the thin, like tavern style.
Like a little cocaine line of pizza. That's like what you prefer.
Yeah.
A joke that didn't land for you.
A joke that didn't land for me. That's tough. There's a lot, you know, you're always trying out new material and like you think you have a new bit and you think it's going to be like relatable. And I still kind of like whenever I see random garbage in our bathroom garbage can, mm-hmm. It always strikes me as like, what the, like, who the hell is drinking Sprite in here? Why is there a can of Sprite in the garbage can in our bathroom? And I remember trying to talk about that on stage and people were like, what?
We all
drink Sprite in our bathroom.
That's like your wife's weird. You're like, oh, okay, sorry.
No, it's usually my kids. They'll just dump stuff forever.
It's just sticky everywhere.
Yes.
A guilty pleasure TV show that you have.
Anything reality-based, I think. My wife is always watching like Real Housewives or The Bachelor. I don't know if I really have.
You don't watch any reality? Come on. Like some 90 Day Fiancé, even like some Alone.
90 Day Fiancé. My wife's watching that. I was checking that out. It's the one dude's got like no neck. His face just like disappears into his...
What's
love that
sad
dude.
Is I started watching that because I knew a couple on it and I've known about 4 couples on there and I'm like, I got to check my friend group because I got to stop knowing people on the show.
Are they lasting?
Yeah. Yep. A lot of them were from Florida and they're making it. I don't know if they're like happy, but they're still doing it.
I don't know if they're happy. That's great.
But are any of us, you know?
So yeah, right?
They're right on par with everybody else. Weirdest thing you learned about Sebastian while touring with him?
You know, Sebastian is like so focused and kind of like in his lane all the time. So I wouldn't say, I don't know if I have anything that like is odd about him. I kind of picked up on the focus and the work, like how much work is involved in this. You know, I was caught up in like, oh, we're doing shows, we're having fun.
Right.
It's like this dude, all he does is eat almonds and work.
It's like Mark Wahlberg, but like as a good stand-up comedian. What's going on?
Yeah. Incredible work ethic.
Did that surprise you a lot? Because he's so goofy.
Yeah, it did. Like, you know, you think that he's going to be that animated off stage and he's not. I mean, he says that himself, like in his book, you know, but he's able to like flip that switch and be a performer, come to life, which is cool.
Did you become a harder worker?
I think so. I think it just made me realize like the hustle that you got to put into it. Always flipping new material and trying things and
looking through the trash can in your bathroom. Exactly. constantly. Any jokes that have made your wife mad? Because you go in on your family.
I do, often. Right? I do go in on them. I feel like if it's based in reality, they're cool with it.
I heard a few things where I'm like, whew, it'd be hard to be with a comedian sometimes. Like, that's coming at me.
Like I said, if it's based in reality, you know, I get on her for like, you know, spending and buying stuff online because we got boxes coming in everywhere, taking in shipments. I just want help with the money. Like, wouldn't it be nice if they could alert you at the register? Because all that stuff is tied together. If you're buying something, like, hey, we just got a notice from Chase Financial. You owe them $9,000. Do you want to proceed with this purchase? But yeah, the bow tie for our dog, ring it up. We need that. It's not going to look stupid.
That's right. She must be a really good sport then if she's like, okay, use it.
Yeah, material. She'll roll with it.
That's just awesome. My
camping trip. So that's like, now I got to focus on that.
Isn't quarantine like roughing it enough? Like, do we need to go camping?
Exactly. That's what I was saying. The only thing we have going for us is shelter. Why are we walking away from it? I think we're preparing for next year. Just
in case it goes away?
In case we have to live outside next year.
Survivor show next year. Start watching those shows. That should be your new guilty pleasure, survival shows.
I did watch that when it came out. Like the first Survivor. I was into that those first few years.
You know what's better than that? Is Alone. It's not like you get voted off the island and a bunch of people actually go by themselves and they're just like trained professionals.
Oh yeah?
And there's no time limit on how long they're out there. It's just the last person to not give up.
Really?
These people are building canoes that you could buy at Dick's Sporting Goods. These people are insane.
Really? Did you see all stuff?
Yeah, get prepped. That's what you should do before you go camping. Learn
something. Yeah, I know. I need some shows. I'm looking for shows right now.
Well, Kenzie's clips, there's a whole reel of shows and movies.
I'm going to check it out.
On Instagram, you follow the White Sox and not the Cubs. So did you like lose a bet or what happened?
No, I'm a White Sox fan. I'm a big White Sox fan. I grew up out here since 83. That'll date myself. 1983, win an ugly year. I was 7, and I just, like, fell in love with the White Sox, going to Old Comiskey, and I used to do a podcast with the White Sox, actually.
Really?
Ago, which was, that was, like, a dream come true, having been, like, a lifelong fan, and
yeah,
I've done some stuff with White Sox charities, and just, they're a great organization. It's so funny to see them through a different lens now, because I don't even, like, see that. Like, when I see the White Sox, I think of, like, some of the people that work there versus, like, the players.
I mean, I kind of wore a Cubs shirt just to spite you a little bit.
Nice. How long have you been a Cubs fan?
All my life, because my dad grew up in Chicago. So,
oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
So I mean,
my mom is a Northsider. My mom's a Cubs fan. I try not to be like a hater.
Oh my gosh. So then why are you a Sox fan? Your mom's a Northsider?
Yeah, but my dad is from the South Side, and he used to always take me to White Sox games.
And you favorite him.
And they were like, that's who everyone talked about in the neighborhood. Like, if you'd like the Cubs back then, it was, you know, but there's plenty of Cub fans out here now where I live.
I mean, thin pizza, the White Sox. I don't know. I'm just learning weird things. I wasn't expecting.
I'm a real Chicagoan.
Strangest family argument you've had because of quarantine?
Probably like just where the kids are allowed to go and who they're allowed to hang out with.
Because you probably are like, go somewhere else. And she's like, no, that's dangerous.
Some families you're like, ooh, we're not, we're, you know, you kind of have an idea of who's on the right page and whose house you should be allowed to go in. Or it's like at the block party when certain families bring out like a dip and they're like, hey, dig in. You're like, eh, I've been in your house. So I'm not touching any of that. I'm good.
Unless you're breaking a seal, I'm good.
Yeah, we're good on the communal spinach dip.
Hot luck. Have your kids ever asked you in front of one of the sketch families and then you don't have to...
That's the worst. Parents will put you on the spot. Yeah. They'll invite your kid over like in front of your kid.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're like, so many parents are on team kid. I'm on team parent. I'm trying to find parents to work with against them, but it's been a takeover. The kids have infiltrated most of the adults. And
sometimes they'll call you out because you're like, we're making dinner. And they're like, you never make dinner. And you're like, you know what?
Yeah, right. Shut your mouth. Get in the car.
They're like, Dad, your vegetables are dead on the counter. You're like, you know what? It was the attitude.
That's great.
If you had to name a comedy special strictly after the year 2020, what would you name it?
I mean, I don't think I could say it on your show.
It would just be a bleep.
It would. This one's called When's Mom Gonna Be Home, which you could tell I named before the pandemic, because now it's like, when is Mom not gonna be home? When is Dad not gonna be home?
When's Mom not gonna be home?
Oh, next one's gonna be, what the hell happened? What was that?
What is 2020? I was like, we stayed up and toasted this.
Can you imagine if you were told back in January that by the end of the year you'd be, I mean, I'm teaching. I got my classroom here and
map of the United States. You're probably learning, you know, what the capitals are yourself. I'm tired of reviewing this shit.
This is to keep track of outbreaks too. I label the hot spots and
where you'd track all the cases. Quarantine so don't go camping there.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, I want to thank you because 2020 has been rough, but I really think that your comedy special, When's Mom Gonna Be Home, has literally been a bright spot and laughter that everybody's needed. People looked at you, obviously, as Sebastian Maniscalco's opener. You must be funny, but I really think that you're trailblazing, making an awesome name for yourself, which you definitely deserve. So where all can you stream and watch your special?
It's on Amazon, Apple TV, YouTube. I tell people, just type in my name, Pat McGann or Sebastian, and it'll pop up. You can watch it anywhere. You can watch anything anywhere these days, right? My kids, they get Wi-Fi on anything. They'll stream it on our toaster. They're like, they can get Netflix on our microwave. They're just like, you got to hit defrost and poultry and then just put your login in.
Which is perfect because while they're defrosting, they can just watch the first 5 minutes with Sebastian, which is what they want to see anyway.
Yeah, that's the only good part anyway.
I want to thank you so, so much. We love you in Chicago. You are Chicago, and we love watching another rising star from our city.
Thanks, Kenzie. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to doing a quickies in person.
Yes, definitely.
We'll do it at the carpeted wall pizza's place.
That would be perfect.
I'm dying. I mean, it probably literally contains coronavirus, so we'll wait a little bit.
They'll take it off the wall and roll the carpet right out for you.
Thanks for sharing a quickie with me, Kenzie K. You can catch up on Kenzie's quickies on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Kenzie's quickies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.